Yesterday, one significant and closely watched indicator of the U.S. stock market jumped up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, an index of 30 important stocks, ended the day 410 points higher than it started out. Over the last 2 days of trading, the market has recovered about a third of the value it had lost since it took some nosedives starting late last month. Analysts don't know yet if the drama is over. There may be more drops ahead. But most experts do think this is a correction, a decline that's only temporary.
Fixing an error or inaccuracy. That's how the dictionary defines a correction. On Wall Street, it means something a little different. A stock market correction is a technical term that signifies a 10% decline from a recent high. It's less severe than a bear market. That's when stocks decline 20%. Now, a correction might sound scary, but in fact, it's a normal, healthy part of the cycle. The S&P 500 had four corrections from 2010 through 2017, and five from 1990 to 2000. That's because markets aren't supposed to go straight up. A breather once in a while is important, like a market reset. It can keep stocks from overheating and allow investors to reevaluate their portfolios. What you definitely shouldn't do is panic. A correction doesn't mean you should sell all of your stocks. On the contrary, it can be an opportunity to buy. Remember, history shows stocks often go up after a correction.
It's about to get more expensive to visit Disney theme parks in the U.S. The company announced this week that for its busiest days, a single-day ticket to Disneyland in California will cost adults $135. That's an increase of $11. It'll cost $129 for adults to get through the gates of Disney World in Florida. So factor in parking, and a family of four would need more than $520 for a day at Disney World, and that doesn't include hotel or food. During its less crowded times of the year, Disney's prices are lower, but those are going up too. So are annual passes. The company says it will continue to evolve its pricing in a way that gives visitors a range of options to meet their budget and helps better spread attendance throughout the year.